Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. American Doormasters, they can keep your garage doors in good shape. Some tune-up specials to make sure that's always running. Any kind of garage repair, you know, sometimes you get worn or broken springs or worn or broken garage door motors. Sometimes you got to replace those. Remotes, remote controls, the large tightly wound coil sometimes get damaged. And so don't have any personal injury, any property damage through all that. Let the folks at American Doormasters come in and fix those garage doors. Get them running right with cable repair and spring repair and door panel replacement. They do it all. It's our great friends at American Doormasters. 24-hour emergency service is available in case you might need them. Call them today. Get that garage door working right. 864-990-3075. It's AmericanDoormasters.com. To our guest lines, TheBigSpur.com. Tony Morrell joins us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
We are great. In case I forget at the end of the segment, run out of time for some reason, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and safe travels to all those or whoever is traveling in your family. So we always wish you that.
Appreciate it. Same to you.
I don't take, and maybe I'm just jaded, Clemson's win against Furman, South Carolina's win against Coastal Carolina. There are some Coastal teams who have been good. There are some Furman teams that have been good. But these aren't those additions of it. So – now, with the new offensive coordinator wanting to see the offense click a little bit, maybe a little more than you would normally think in this kind of game, but did you take any really lasting, any really significant stuff from the Gamecocks win Saturday?
Yeah, I think that's really the only thing you can point to is the offense. I know it was several weeks ago, but if you go back to the South Carolina State game earlier this season for South Carolina, which I think Coastal is better than South Carolina State, South Carolina could do next to nothing in the running game against the Bulldogs and just couldn't even block them and just looked horrendous offensively back then. And, they looked like a very different offensive team with Mike Furry calling the plays and the job Sean Elliott's done with the offensive line and their ability to get the running game going. It really changes the entire complexion of their offense and opens up their passing game and makes them harder to defend and less predictable. So, obviously doing it against Coastal is not the same as doing it against Clemson, but I do think there's some positives to take from how South Carolina has performed offensively in the two games under Furry. Obviously the second half against A&M did not go as well, but it was just a crazy game with big momentum shift and just it's how it went, but I don't really necessarily put it at Furry's feet. It's just the way that game went, and they were obviously playing one of the best teams in the country on the road. But I do think if you're a Gamecock fan, it gives you some optimism to see the offense turn it around and look like a competent offense and one that's running a system that appears to be much more current with today's college football versus what they've seen for most of the season. When Shula was in charge.
What does that do to Furry's candidacy as the maybe the long-term full-time offensive coordinator?
Well, I think these three games, the third one being this weekend against Clemson, were his audition to determine how much of a factor he is in the search and in the interview process. And so far, I think he's done about as good a job as you could expect, considering what he inherited and the mess he took over. I think he's done a heck of a job. I think a lot will depend on who the other targets are and who South Carolina can realistically land. I'm sure there's some candidates out there who would be more interested if there was more stability for Shane Beamer as the head coach and if it was a different scenario they were walking into, they might be more interested than they could be, with there being some job security issues for Beamer going forward. So, we don't have a ton of information as far as who the other serious candidates are right now. We do know that Beamer has been speaking to agents and representatives and different people about different candidates and is doing an external search. But we'll also consider Furry, and I would expect him to get a formal interview and get a chance to, you know, make a proposal on exactly what his system would look like. You know, he's obviously installed some plays, but only a fraction of what his overall system would be, because you can't really do that in the middle of a season. So I think there's still a lot more to his offense and a lot of things to like about him, but, you know, we'll have to see who the other candidates are before we really get a good sense of how likely he is to get the job, assuming the offense performs well this weekend against Clemson. If they struggle this weekend against Clemson, I think that probably makes it tougher for him and tougher for Beamer to make that move. But if they have a really good day offensively, then I think that just, you know, further cements him as a serious candidate.
Does he pay for the sins of an internal hire in Mike Shula at all? Was that a factor at all? It'd be hard to hold him accountable because the internal promotion didn't work. We know how fans are. Sometimes you want new blood through all that. Does he pay for any of the internal promotions of the past, you know, maybe hurting his candidacy?
I think there are some fans who look at it that way. But to me, you know, he's coached two games as a coordinator, and the offense looked very good in both of those games for the most part. He's got another opportunity this week to do the same thing. And if that happens, to me, I think it's silly to penalize him for what Mike Shula did. You know, Furry was not involved in the play calling or designing the game plans for the most part. It was Shula and Teasley who were doing the majority of that work up until the very end. In the Alabama game, Teasley and Sean Elliott were more involved in the game plan, and they performed well offensively in the game, or pretty well at least. I don't think Shula failed because he was, you know, already in the program. I think he failed because he did a poor job. And I don't think it's fair to Furry to hold him to the same standard when he's, you know, could potentially have three games where he's done a good job as a coordinator and is very well liked by the players, is an excellent recruiter. He's a developer of talent, the wide receiver position. There's a lot of things to like about him from a personality and coaching standpoint. And I think even if he isn't the next offensive coordinator, I think Shane Beamer needs to do everything he can to keep him in the program, because I think he has quickly become one of the most valuable members of the staff. And it was an out-of-the-box hire when Beamer hired him and from Limestone. And I think he needs to consider doing something similar when it comes to his offensive coordinator. You know, maybe not necessarily hire the biggest name or someone who comes from the biggest program, but hire someone that you know, brings some creative thinking to the table and, you know, is ahead of the curve offensively with scheme and play calling and you know, can do a lot of different things and be multiple on the offensive side of the ball.
With that said, is there a possibility that he's auditioning for somebody else's offensive coordinator role?
Well, you never know. You know, he certainly could get the attention of some other schools with the job he's done as a recruiter and as a play caller here in his short tenure as the interim offensive coordinator. I do think it's something Shane Beamer needs to get. Like, I think he would be just going to hire another with what he brings to the table, and it could hurt from an opportunity standpoint. And, you know, a lot of young talent at wide receiver, and they need to keep them in the program and you know, keep those.
I'm going to put you on hold, Tony. We're getting some feedback there. So see if you can get him. Maybe we'll call him back. Might get him on another line there. While we do that, we'll take – because I got to ask about the Carolina Clemson stuff for sure. I'll tell you about the Patterson's Tax Service. Take care of the end of the segment first. And Patterson's Tax Service does a wonderful job in what they do in preparing taxes. And right now, not tax preparation season. What we're doing right now is the tax season in which we're planning taxes. And part of planning taxes is the big, beautiful bill. One big beautiful bill is small businesses right now can set up a great wellness program for their employees, you could save, the employer could save $100 a month per employee, and the employee takes home more take-home pay. And that's added up to thousands and thousands of dollars. He was telling me they had a $50,000 client the other day, someone saving $50,000 in payroll taxes. Find out how and why. It's Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com. Tony, got you back now. Let's look ahead to South Carolina and Clemson this weekend. Let's first begin Clemson on offense. What does South Carolina need to do in stopping Clemson and making sure that you get a victory on the defensive side of the football?
Well, you know, the games that I've seen Clemson play this year, I think they're at their best offensively when Kay Klubnik is comfortable and is, you know, getting time in the pocket and getting a chance to scan the field and find open receivers. You know, under those circumstances, he delivers the ball very accurately, typically. And, you know, so I think South Carolina needs to really affect Klubnik, keep him off balance, affect his timing, and, you know, try to make him, you know, move off his spot when he doesn't want to and throw the ball sooner than he'd like at times. Really pressure him as much as they can and try to be physical with him. You know, and then you're controlling the running game, of course, is also important. And, you know, just trying to take Clemson out of their game plan and, you know, have them have to move to plan B at times, I think would be an advantage for South Carolina.
I was listening to Dabo last night talk about South Carolina, and I didn't realize this is the way. You know, he talked about Brian Thomas, too. You know, everybody concentrated on Dylan Stewart, and obviously Nick Barrett's had a great year at defensive tackle. But Brian Thomas, Dylan Stewart has 4.5 sacks. Brian Thomas has 8 sacks on the season. And I wasn't quite aware of that. Now, part of that is the attention you got to pay to Stewart, obviously. Part of that Stewart and maybe some inconsistencies at times. But is Brian Thomas lost in this? And lost in you got to take care of 46 as well on that defensive line.
No question. You know, it was Coastal, but Dylan Stewart wasn't playing, and there were times in that game where it looked like they couldn't block him. Mm-hmm. You know, he has a great motor and really, you know, gives everything he has on every play and is the kind of guy you want in that position. He's had a underrated year. I don't think as many Gamecock fans as they should be realize how well he's played this year. And, you know, he's been close to several more sacks and has been very productive. So I think Dabo was correct in pointing him out. And, you know, he's another one they're going to have to account for.
Yeah. All right, switch gears offensively. What do the Gamecocks need to do?
Well, you know, I think they need to keep doing what they've been doing under Mike Furry. You know, they've been balanced. They've been far less predictable. You know, they've been, you know, more multiple. They've had a lot of different formations, different personnel groupings. They've done a lot of things to, you know, avoid allowing the opposing defense to have a good feel for what's coming. And I think that's one of the things that Mike Shula really struggled with, was just he just was far too predictable. I mean, you could just sit there in the stands and look at the way they were lined up, and there was just a lot of different tells and ways of having a pretty good idea of what was coming. And I think Furry and the rest of the staff have done a much better job of disguising things, and so I think they need to keep Clemson's defense off balance and not allow them to get a good feel for what's coming. And even if it's just run or pass, I think it's been a big part of why Furry's been more successful. Sellers needs to have a good day. I think he needs to, you know, be effective running it and throwing it. And, you know, I think Clemson's likely to defend him differently this year than they did last year, which is going to probably force him to do more with his arm in this game than he did last year. And so he's going to need to be up to the task and be able to make those big throws and connect with the receivers and pick up the first downs when they need it. And you know, staying out of third and long is big. That's another area where they just struggled so much under Shula. They lived in third and 9, third and 11, third and 12, and it's just no way to have success against a defense with a pulse. So I think you know, being able to get into more like third and three, third and four, third and five type scenarios and have a better chance to convert is going to be big for South Carolina as well. And then if they can hit for some big plays, obviously that makes things even better.
I only have about 30 seconds. I didn't give you enough, a fair enough time to answer this, but does Shane Beamer need to win Saturday? Is there any chance at all that Beamer won't be back next season?
I think if he wins, he ensures he's returning. I think if he loses a close one, things could get interesting. If it's not close, I think it could lean more toward a potential change. I think it's going to be an eventful couple of weeks, depending on, you know, how things go on Saturday. But I do think there's pressure on him to have his team well prepared and to get a win at home against a team who's, you know, much like South Carolina. They both had disappointing seasons relative to preseason expectations. So I think it's an important game for him.
I wouldn't call the real. I've watched Clemson play football this year, and if I'm Shane Beamer, I'm not calling the realtor yet. I don't see Clemson blowing out South Carolina on Saturday. Hey, tell us about thebigspur.com, and obviously a very, very interesting week and a very interesting time of year and a big December coming up in Gamecock football.
Yeah, it's a busy time on the site already, and is only likely to get even busier with the coordinator search really heating up after this game. Whether things happen with Shane Beamer or not, you know, all the different angles we're going to be covering things from. Just go to thebigspur.com and you can become a member today and get all the great Gamecock info and jump on the roller coaster and see where it takes us.
Place to find it, thebigspur.com. Tony, thank you, man, again. Have a great Thanksgiving, and let's review the rivalry week. And, hey, whoever wins it, oh, man, we'll never lose again. Losers are never going to lose again. This feels different, though. This feels like the loser really loses. The winner doesn't really win anything. But let's talk about it when we visit next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Mickey.
Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Short break, phone calls, text messages for the rest of the show right after this.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Upstate Cycling Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Come check out our kids' ATVs and dirt bikes. We also have bikes for riders who are still kids at heart, ranging from entry level all the way to off-road racing, dual sport, and adventure riding. We carry brands like Beta, Cove, SSR, and many more. Delivery is available, and don't forget to ask about layaway plan. Mention the Roar FM to receive $50 off our best price. Call 864-232-7223 for more info today.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value, all in one winning play. We're family-owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Black Friday, man. You got some great Black Friday deals, and Engineered Sleep is, it should be part of that. I will tell you that I am not interested in so many gifts that people would give you, but if you want to get a great gift, Engineered Sleep would be one that you can buy yourself. I'm not sure if anybody else, you give that to anybody else, but I mean, how about that? Give you a present like Alvin from the Chipmunks. It's a present from me to me. And that Engineered Sleep bed, as Will will attest to, and I will attest to, would be a great one. Black Friday going on. Stop by and see them. You know, I don't want to go to the mall ever again. I don't want to go shopping ever again, but I will go to 333 North Pleasantburg Drive because I've been there. I watch them make mattresses. That's a fascinating process. But then you just, like, lay down for a little bit. That seemed like my kind of shopping. Like, just go lay down for a little bit. So, Engineered Sleep, local, free local delivery. They'll take your old mattress off, 10% off WCCP listeners, 100-night sleep trial, and the very best in the business, and thousands of dollars more affordable than what some of those other major manufacturers do for their top-of-the-line mattresses. It's Engineered Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I will say this. First, I think Dabo Swinney and Shane Beamer are really good men. And I do like the fact that they both kind of come together and kind of talked about how we're not going to do this flag planting stuff. I think the idea that you plant a flag on somebody else's logo when you win a road game in a rivalry, I think that's childish. And so just go celebrate your teammates and go. You don't have to go put anybody down. This is a good one. Texter 5605 said, I think the South Carolina needs to keep the interim offensive coordinators, and if Settle leaves, they can go get Josh Hoover from TCU. That way, Furry can play for Furry. You like that idea?
They stole my joke.
A couple of furries.
I posted that on Twitter 10 minutes ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, somebody might have already seen that. Furry.
For the record,
furry.
The TCU quarterback is not a furry, at least.
Come on,
we
man.
Can't. We don't have confirmation that he is. It started as a joke. He has not confirmed or denied it. I'd like to think he is, though.
I am still amazed, and I shouldn't be, but I am amazed that in today's world, people choose to go live a lifestyle in which you will get dressed up as an animal, and I don't know, man. Like, not even an animal. Like, I'm not even sure how that works. And we did a whole segment with Milt Louder on, like, how does that work? Like, what makes somebody's mind think that, you know what? I want to go invest a bunch of money and go get on planes and fly all over the country and go to the conventions where I can dress up as some sort of kitty cat. I mean, just think about that for a second. I want to go dress up and be a little kitty kitty.
I want scritches on my forehead.
Yeah, hey, kitty kitty.
The more you try to think about someone else's
grown man kitty kitty.
Don't think about it too much because you will go crazy thinking about it. All right. The joke that I told was, why is the media silencing this story? In 4 short years, the University of South Carolina went from having a decorated veteran as the university president to letting a furry run their football team's offense.
Oh, how about that, man? How about that? Very good. Very good. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. So now you're going to a deep, dark hole, Mick. Yeah.
Seriously, don't do it.
I'm not gonna do it, man.
Don't do it.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not talking about your specific. I honestly, goodness, think this is like we have thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners. I think we have a furry listening right now. I really think somebody out there is. I don't know what's going on in your life. I just find it fascinating that thousands and thousands of people make that decision.
I don't think the number of people that do that regularly is.
It's in thousands?
I think it's overblown. I mean, it might be like 3,000 people in the world, but think of it percentage wise.
Yeah, but sure, but still, that's 3,000 people. If it's three, I think it's more than that. But if it's 3,000 people, look that up for us. Give me how many furries are there in the world? I'm going to tell you, that is absolutely. If it's 3,000, there's 3,000 people who choose to do that.
The last thing that I'm going to say is there's probably 6,000 people that do something that's a lot weirder than that. So, yeah. No more questions.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that's the weirdest thing you can do. Well, I don't know. It's up there. All right. This is from 7508. Is there a fair assessment that South Carolina's one of the best defenses that Clemson has seen all year? Well, let's look that up. And again, now, statistically, this late in the year, I think you kind of get a good base there, but there's always the argument of level of competition. So in terms of, I don't want to put scoring offense, and let's do scoring defense, let's do total defense. Because scoring defense, sometimes a return kick, your offense turns it over. Let's do total defense. So here's where South Carolina ranks among the teams of total defense that Clemson has played this year. LSU's number 23 in the country in total defense. LSU allows 313 yards a game. Florida State's 318. They're number 27 in the country. North Carolina's actually number 36 in total defense. They only give up 332 yards a game on defense. I didn't know that. How about that? I learned something today. South Carolina's 46 in total defense at 346. Clemson's 40 also, or South Carolina's 45th. Clemson's 46. Clemson gives up a half more yard per game than South Carolina. Gamecocks give up 346.6 yards a game, and Clemson 347.1 yards per game. So yeah, that would be the fourth one. North Carolina, Florida State, and LSU have statistically better defenses. But again, you know, level of competition, all that kind of stuff plays out. So yeah, maybe. Chad's in Columbia. Speaking of Columbia, good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Man, you're doing good. I feel like the guy from Limestone, like, he got the best situation ever. I mean, low expectations against Texas A&M, so they kind of ambushed him. Then an awful Coastal team, right, that was missing two or three of their starting secondary. And then Clemson, who's the, you know, slowest back seven maybe in, honestly, the last 40 years of Clemson football.
Well, so on that deal, Coastal, to your point, Coastal's 130th in the country in total defense. And they're like 120-something in scoring defense. So, and like you said, it started out. Yeah, Saturday, that's why I don't put anything in Saturday. Now, the A&M first half, I'll put something into.
They didn't even travel. Like, they said they were missing three starters in the secondary. And that's off. I didn't realize they were that bad already.
130 of 134. There's only four worst teams total defense-wise in the country. Georgia State, Charlotte, Sam Houston, and Georgia Southern are the only teams worse than Coastal on defense.
A couple callers after me yesterday was, you know, like, hey, it's still a big game, you know, especially the, you know, because, like, I love the old people at church that, you know, when you win, you wear your stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, new age people, they, you know, post and make memes on Twitter and make fun. Old school fans, they rock it in your face at church. I just think, like, I love that, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, but so I understand what I'm saying. Like, it's tough to live around the state when you lose to them, right?
Yeah.
But the other hand, like, no matter what happens, I know that what we have right now is broken, and we need some serious changes.
And I think that's right? that's the difference in this game, and that's why I made that point yesterday, and people give a little pushback to it. I think this game is different because the bragging rights, you're going to get more of a detrimental towards you than they are for you bragging, because both these programs have tremendous flaws in it right now. And so, and what we learned this last year, like, even when you think you've got it good, then you don't take that into next season. South Carolina came off of an unbelievable win in Death Valley, and that meant nothing to them next year. So it's a in-state thing, but, like, both these programs know if Clemson blows South Carolina out or South Carolina blows Clemson out, then we still know that both these programs are tremendously flawed right now, and both of them have to go through major offseason changes, and Saturday's game has nothing to do with 2026.
Yeah, two things from that college game. So the furry thing, if they hire him, as I say, with a win, it's just so on brand for Beamer. You know, like, that's something he would do, you know, like, be emotional about a three-game, you know, I guess better offense. But I'm going to give South Carolina credit for first time ever in Effendale. I mean, they do two things, in my opinion, pretty well. Like, the Thomas kid, I don't even know where he's from the portal. But, like, they got the kid last year from Georgia Tech who I'd never heard of. And I think he won, like, what award did he win? You know, like the Buckus Award or something? You know, defensive end, opposite of Stewart. So they identify portal guys that are kind of under the radar really well. And the other thing Beamer does well, Mick, they're a four-win program. And I fully expect them to play hard on Saturday. You know, they don't quit, and that's kind of rare. I mean, like Miami, Florida State, all these programs like that, they quit. South Carolina or Beamer, they continue to play hard, and they're not even bowl eligible. So I want to just follow up, St. Pleasant.
All right. Thomas he's a high school kid, so he's not in the portal. But he's been here since 2022, Brian Thomas Jr. So he's the guy they recruited out of high school. You know what, on the playing hard thing, I think, well, Florida State might be one. I don't think Florida State played hard against NC State Friday night. But I think, like, almost every team plays hard. And part of that is, like, you get the NFL scouts part of it, yeah. And you got your, you know, the film. Film don't lie. You know, we always hear that. I think most of it is still talent rather than playing hard. But, like this past Saturday. Well, maybe Syracuse, you can't accuse them of playing hard. But Syracuse has a lacrosse player at quarterback. But I think Cincinnati, BYU, those teams, I watch out with games a little bit. They played hard. Virginia Tech played hard. Virginia Tech's 3-8. They played hard against Miami. I don't think Kentucky's issue with Vanderbilt, they got beat 45-17. I think it's because they didn't play hard. I think Pavius is better than them. Georgia Tech got down, but they played hard against Pittsburgh. Arkansas played hard against Texas. That game was fairly close at halftime, 24-20 at halftime. Maryland's a team of it. Maryland was won their first four games. Now they lost the last seven. My point is, like, you know, Chris Rock talked about that. Like, I ain't never been to jail. I take care of my kids. Man, you ain't supposed to get credit for, I mean, you don't get credit for stuff you're supposed to do. You ain't supposed to go to jail, you know? So you're supposed to play hard. Or Chris Rock's words there. You're supposed to play hard. Like, I'm not going to give you my credit for playing hard.
Like, oh, good job. He didn't quit halfway through the second quarter.
Hey, great job. You showed up for work today. Thank you. No, you're supposed to show up for work today. That's what you do. You go to work, right? Oh, great. You paid the power bill. Well, no, you're supposed to pay the power bill. You don't get credit for paying the power bill. You get power and you don't get turned off. But, I mean, you know, looking at teams that have bad years, has Colorado quit on Coach Prime? I don't know. I don't watch enough of them to say.
I don't think
Boston College hadn't quit.
No, they almost.
And they're terrible.
Yeah, they came back and Georgia Tech had to come back and beat them. They're still playing hard.
Yeah, Florida State might be one though, but North Carolina's playing hard.
Louisville might be one.
I thought Louisville played hard against Clemson and this past week against SMU. I didn't watch that Louisville SMU game, so I can't speak to that. But I mean, I think the teams that don't play hard, I think you count on one hand. Maybe so. Again, it's difficult to give somebody credit doing something that I think is just non-negotiable. Tech said, did we play hard against Syracuse? I don't think effort was an issue. I think execution was the issue. I didn't think Clemson didn't play hard. Maybe I'm wrong. Hey, my short break, my final segment, I'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I told you. Tomorrow, Dr. Martin has a surgery, so he won't be with us. But tomorrow's show, we'll get Dane Young talking some Georgia Tech for a Friday game, and we'll get some Andrew Oliphant. We've got a skins game coming up in golf. That's kind of weird. We'll talk about that. But phone calls and text messages. Final segment of a Tuesday show right after this.
Clemson, South Carolina, a tale as old as time. And we'll get you ready for kickoff right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. Starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. We'll have everything you need to get you ready for kickoff. Then the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 9. Don, Tim, and Reg, you'll have the call from enemy territory. And Dono Clark and I will wrap it up with the fifth quarter show. Finish up the 2025 college football season with us right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingalls Curbside. Just visit shop.ingalls-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingalls personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low, Ace Plumbing's a name everybody knows. Ace Home.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramwinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Roosters needs to hire me in my current state right now for how not to get your haircut. Like, this is the before, not before the haircut, but like what not to do. Like, don't take your chances on your hair. They told me the other day, I want to try something new to hair. I said, lady, I'm 57 years old. We're not going to try anything new. But she tried it and it didn't work and this is awful. So that's why I look like Trey Gowdy now. And so I need to find a way to go to Roosters instead. I messed up, man. I need to go to Roosters. RoostersMGC.com, Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road in Greenville. App, website, specials, 7-step facial, straight razor shaves, back of the neck straight razor shaves. You're going to love it. For great friends at Roosters. I learned a lesson, pal. Sometimes, you know what you say, you don't know what you got till it's gone? We talked about that with Milt Louder. Now that my hair's gone, I don't know what I've got. So need to go to Roosters and see if they can help straighten this thing out. Love my great friends at Roosters. You're telling me there's 30,000 furries in America?
That's the estimated number. It's, you know, they're not doing a what do you call that? Every 10 years,
census.
They're not doing a census. Like, how do you identify as a costumed animal, a superhero, a tree? They don't do that. So
I just saw this though. We got them in South Carolina. We've got these conventions, and one of them is the Fur Ball. I guess that's the formal one there.
What was the acronym?
Scruff, South Carolina, something Furry Foundation.
Unified
Furry Foundation. Scruff.
Okay, when we got on this topic, I warned you. I said,
I know. I'm done. Said, I'm not going to mention that. You're right. Bricks. I'm off. I'm done. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just fascinated. Anyway, Butch is in Fountain Inn. Good morning, Butch. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Fine, sir. How are you?
So you got a real dog there. You don't have a fake dog. You got a real dog going.
No, man. I got a 14-year-old red-nosed pit, and I got a 2.5-year-old golden retriever.
I love it. You doing good?
Yeah, I do, too. They're beautiful dogs. Wonderful.
Awesome.
Won't bite.
Good.
You talking about your Kia phone. Look, let me tell you about my Kia phone last night.
All right.
And why this story is crazy is because my kid ain't the average kid. Apparently, he's in his room last night on a plastic step stool that I had, holding up his real Intercontinental Championship belt, takes a step off that thing.
No.
And all I see comes through the doorway is him, the belt, half his torso, and just hits the ground.
No.
Now, hey, here's where the kicker is, Mickey.
All right.
My kid is 5'5", 265 pounds.
What? You got an Intercontinental Champion right there, a true Intercontinental Champion.
And don't want to play football.
Well, I don't blame him nowadays with concussions and all that stuff. But how about that?
Nah. Look, beast. I told him, I said, you're going to get hit. You're going to get hurt. That's the way it is. I shoulder check him all the time.
Wait, be careful.
He shoulder checks me.
I was going to say.
Yeah, he shoulder checks me and spins me around sometimes. All right.
That's on your side of the family, his mom's side of the family. Where'd you get that kind of size from?
It's kind of a blend. My grandfather's about 6. Well, he's 93 and he's still 6'1" or 6 foot.
So he's probably 6'7" at one point in time now, you know?
All that. Yeah.
That's good.
But
that's
it good. Comes from both sides of the family. But yeah, man, I was like, I looked at him, I said, you all right? He goes, no. I said, you needed some help getting up? No. I said, all right, I'll let you lay there and think about it. And you shouldn't be messing with my step stool.
Didn't pamper him. Didn't baby him through all that.
No. Mama come out the shower in a towel. I was like, hey, he's good.
Yeah, he'll be all right. Rub some dirt on it.
He'll be all right. Pick it up and wipe it off. And that's what he did.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, y'all.
Hey, I got that belt on as soon as I quit. Quit messing with y'all yesterday on the telephone.
What y'all? Hey, you going Saturday? You headed down Saturday?
No, sir. I went back in 98, 99.
Yeah, been a minute.
You know, when they carried you guys off the field because y'all were 3-8 and beat us, and
yeah,
I got shoved by a really big guy down there, and I was. Hadn't been out of the military long, and it was just a bad situation. I said, I'll never go back. It's just easier watching on TV.
Yeah, you get the bathrooms. You have to worry about parking and fighting and all that kind of stuff.
I hope we don't fight anymore.
I hope we're done with the fighting and all that stuff. All right, man.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Hey, tell the Intercontinental Champion, I can think of a great place to defend that title inside of a cage in a Texas Lights Out, Texas Death Match. And I don't know, man. That's good stuff, though. Hopefully.
Hey, yep. That's what he wants to grow up and be, man.
Well,
he wants
you know
to grow
what?
Up and either be a chef, and he wants to be a chef and a wrestler.
Good for him, man. He'd be the
yeah. Cook for him on the road.
Yeah, I love it. All right, brother. Yeah. Have a great one. Appreciate the phone call. I love how people make assumptions and jumps. Here's one from 6146. Mickey, you telling me that lacrosse players aren't tough? I hope not. The sophomore player on our team with 2 broken ribs taking a shot in the chest, and the other one with a concussion. Same game in Maryland a few weeks ago, might argue that they're very tough. No, what I'm saying is you don't want a lacrosse player playing quarterback. I mean, those are 2 different skill sets. That's what I'm saying. How can you make a jump? I didn't think his guy's tough. He's tough because he takes absolute snot beating every single week. But no, man, no. Did I say he wasn't tough? No, I said he wasn't a very good quarterback. And you want some evidence of that? Okay. Is it okay to point this out that and this is, you know, this is when Angeli got hurt. I told you second team 13 quarterbacks that it doesn't work. But if you want evidence of it, the Joseph Filardi is his name, on the season now, he is 21 of 47 for 161 yards passing, one touchdown and three picks. Against Notre Dame this past week, 14 of 26 for 83 yards, no touchdowns and three interceptions. Through two pick sixes. He is a lacrosse player that they came out and tried to play on the quarterback on the football team and hadn't gone very well. 44% passing, 161 yards, one touchdown and three picks, and he's 0-3 as a starting quarterback. And they scored 10 points, 10 points, and 7 points. That's the point.
He was the starting quarterback against UNC on that Friday night?
Yes. Scored 10 points, got beat.
He had like 19 yards passing and was the only quarterback that played that game.
Right, right. And so, I mean, I what I'm saying is he ain't very good. He was the starting quarterback this week until he threw three picks, including two pick sixes. Notre Dame was up 21-0, hadn't run an offensive play yet. How about that? You don't see that very often. Kind of like South Carolina did to Oklahoma last year. First minute of the game, Strowman, 44-yard pick six. Then three and out, punt the ball, 22-yard punt return. I guess that's a block there. And then next drive, Leonard Moore, 46-yard pick six. It's 21-0. Notre Dame hadn't run the first offensive play yet. So that's what I'm saying, that lacrosse players trying to just make the transition to playing quarterback in college, that doesn't work. You know what he's not, by the way, the Florida guy, the quarterback at Syracuse? You know what he's not?
A furry?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. But I can guarantee he's not one thing. He's not my man.
My man.
My man. All right. Brad Hughes is my man. That's very easy to see. So next time I see Brad Hughes, I got to tell him that. My man, I love Brad Hughes. Love Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Love Brad Hughes Insurance.com. I know I say better coverage, better rates, thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Love that idea. Love the fact that that he is a guy that can save us money. We'll get great coverage. We'll get great rates. And our listeners are doing that. Our listeners are saving unbelievable amounts of money as a result and getting better coverage, thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Skip the music, Will Clanton. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me today?
If you're a sicko like myself, not because I'm a furry, but because I love college football so much, there's two great games on today. We have college football starting at 4:30 p.m.
Yes,
today. Bowling Green, who's not going to be in a bowl, and UMass,
who's not going to be in a bowl,
who's not going to win a game all season.
0-11, and they're 15.5-point underdog at home. In the season finale. Don't you know that in Amherst, Massachusetts, they're ready for that season to be over with?
Ooh-wee. 3,500 people at that game. I would. That's my plus
under,
or minus.
Under.
Okay, I think you win.
Tickets are $9. Under.
We also have Western Michigan and Eastern Michigan at 7:30 p.m.
That's a rivalry.
This is, your directional Michigan schools.
Yeah.
Always interesting. Terrible, terrible looking uniforms. This is why I love games like this. And you also have the college football playoff ranking committee coming out and putting on a show talking about absolutely nothing tonight on the Four Letter Network.
So we'll watch all that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. There's a spider right here beside me on this desk right here, so I'm going to try to kill that thing. I don't like spiders. With that said, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Can certainly help you out. EricNewton.com. Full-service real estate in Clemson. Anything you need, including managing your rental properties, finding rental properties, commercial real estate, renovating your rental, your commercial or your residential real estate. They'll do all that at EricNewton.com. You mentioned that. No football tomorrow, but then you got on Thursday, Navy and Memphis, and then a big day, Friday. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow, all these rivalry games. The Lane Kiffin Egg Bowl, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. We'll talk a little bit about the Georgia Tech stuff with Dane Young tomorrow. We got Indiana, Purdue. We got Texas, Texas A&M, Arizona, Arizona State. We'll kind of rank those rivalries for sure. And then, you know, we're in that middle of that college basketball deal now too. So in that tournament that's set up for players, you know, you got that. You're going to see a bunch of games like today. You have NC State and Boise State at the Maui Invitational, St. John's and Baylor. Tennessee and Houston play each other, number 17 versus number 3. So you got that one. Michigan and Auburn at that Players Era Festival. You've got Alabama and UNLV. So a bunch of big college basketball games. Kind of take precedence through all that. And then, thank goodness, I don't have to listen to Manchester United lose today. Yesterday, in the 10th minute, Everton has a player sent off for slapping his own teammate. So they play 80 minutes down 10, down a player, and they still beat us 1-0. The low point maybe of Manchester United at some point in time. Let me thank Dr. Milt Lauder, Amplos.com, Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. Will, great job. On a rare day, you'll be with me tomorrow.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do that. Up next to my favorite people, Faxton and John. Have a great Tuesday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.